Welcome to the Minecraft Short Stories Podcast. And if you've been here before, welcome back. Today is another installment of I Have a Website Where People Can Send Me Stuff and They Sent Me Stories, or IHWWPCSMSTSMS. The agenda for today is stories, listener questions, then a quiz, and ending with mob trivia. But first, the shoutouts for those who participated and the comments of Apple Podcasts. A shoutout goes to Joshua Jackson Clay, GFHFS, I Love Sports, Book Minecraft Person, Carson83, Tony889Games, and GameEthan247. And now, the answer of the previous poll. The poll question was, how tall is a ghast without the tentacles? The options were 3 blocks, 2.5 blocks, 4 blocks, and 5 blocks. The percentages for each question were 3 blocks, 32%, 2.5 blocks, 12%, 4 blocks, 37%, and 5 blocks, 19%. And the answer was 4 blocks, with 37% of people voting for this. Well, the stories await.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
By Edmund. Edward sat up and found he was on a strange island with blocks everywhere, not a single circle anywhere. He went towards the nearest blocky tree and tried to figure out how to survive. Then Edward decided to try and figure out what was going on. A sheep walked towards him and he started punching it, trying to get food. Edward killed the sheep and took its meat, accidentally hit a tree several times and broke it and got wood. So Edward continued to punch it all over and got wood. After he got the wood, he figured out what to do with it, and after some testing, he made a house. Edward also made a strange block called a crafting table. He noticed the sun setting, and started to try to figure out other people on the island. Then Edward saw a shape that looked sort of like another person, but with green hands. Edward started to walk towards them, but Edward stopped. Something wasn't right here. Soon Edward was glad he stopped, because the person Edward saw was a zombie. He ran as fast as he possibly could back to his house, and blocked himself in with wood. Edward sat back in his house all throughout the night. Edward stood up and looked around, trying to remember where he was. Then he remembered what had happened. He woke up on the island, built himself a house, and ran from a zombie. Edward walked outside and started gathering more wood to survive. Then he found out how to make a pickaxe and mine some stones to make a better pickaxe. Edward soon found out that you plant saplings to make more trees. Edward started to get hungry, so he went exploring to find some berries. He quickly found some, put some on the ground for later, and began to eat. Edward went out to explore some more of the island, and found an abandoned house full of cobwebs. He found a few chests with pickaxes, some bread, weapons, armor, and plenty of minerals. Edward took everything back to his house, so he could survive. Edward started to work on a bigger house, with plenty of space so he could survive. Edward started digging into a cave to try and find resources, but all he found was iron, coal, and stone. Edward started working on an emergency base just in case. He put a bed, a chest with some stuff in it, and a crafting table. After Edward did that, he went to the abandoned house to collect some more stuff so he could survive. At the house, he found all kinds of food, torches, armor, and paintings. Edward started back home when he found a window into a secret bunker. He decided to go inside and check it out. Inside, he found a basic setup, including a bed, a mine, and he also found the window from earlier in some sort of observatory setup. Edward was heading back to his base so he could harvest the berries when he saw green ore. He quickly ran towards it with his iron pickaxe and started mining it and got some sort of emerald. Edward rushed back to his house after remembering the boat he found earlier. He burst into his house, took some food and other resources, and ran out to sea and put down his boat. Edward got into his boat and sailed out into the sunset. The next story is The Enchanter by Nathan. Part 1, Chapter 1, Diamonds. Steve and Alex were walking along a mountain, looking for the perfect place to call home. Along the way, Alex saw diamond ore. Alex was confused. Diamonds don't generate this high. Why is there a diamond ore on top of a mountain? Alex walked closer to the diamonds. Alex, where'd you go? I found a spot, Steve called. I'm over here, Alex responded, but when she turned around, Alex saw that she was no longer on the mountain. Chapter 2. The Swamp. Alex was transported to a swamp. She was confused like never before. Alex was on the mountain just a few moments ago. While she was wondering, out of the swamp came a slime. Alex reached for her sword, but for some reason, she couldn't find her sword. While she was looking, the slime advanced towards her. And suddenly, a sword flew from the sky, killing the slime. When Alex looked around for where the sword came from, a figure came into view. Chapter 3. The Traitor. Alex saw the figure. It looked like a villager, but it wore a purple robe and had blue glowing eyes. Alex asked the figure, "Who are you?" "My name is Sean," Sean responded. "Can I interest you in some enchanted books?" Alex was surprised by how Sean went from introducing himself to trying to sell books. "I'm sorry, but I don't have any emeralds," Alex said, reaching into her pocket. But to her surprise, she had some emeralds. Alex was puzzled. "Why would my sword disappear, but not my emeralds?" Alex thought. She decided to buy a book, but Alex didn't recognize any of these enchantments. Light 2? Brewing 5? Flight 9? Alex wanted to ask what these were, but when she looked, Sean was gone. Part 2. Chapter 4. The Empty Sea. Alex walked down the sweat swamp to look at the giant hole that was once the sea. "Did you do this, Sean?" But he was gone. She decided to investigate further. She didn't see anything, but when she turned to the right, Alex noticed something glowing blue in the middle of the empty sea. Chapter 5. The Lapis Square. Alex walked through the empty sea to the blue block she saw. The mud was unusually wet as she walked through. It was moist and squishy, and hard to walk through. But she finally made it to the strange blue block. Alex saw the block of lapis. She couldn't believe her eyes, a block of pure lapis lazuli. But she didn't stay amazed for long, because she couldn't stop wondering who put it there and why. Just then, she noticed more lapis crystals surrounding the block. She touched a crystal, but then, Alex was teleported to the ocean. Chapter 6. The Ocean. Alex fell into the ocean. She was submerged because of how high up she teleported. When she swam up, she saw a boat, but it was much bigger and looked like a house. Alex wanted to tell the things that had just happened to someone. She entered the strange house floating on the ocean. When she entered, Alex saw Sean. Alex groaned. "Oh, hello again," Sean said. "Why did one of the seven seas just disappear out of nowhere?" Alex asked angrily. "May I interest you in an enchanted book?" Sean pulled out a book of floating too. "Another enchantment, I don't even know. And you didn't even answer my question," Alex said, still very angry. But then, a laser pierced through the house. Part 3, Chapter 7, The Guardians. A laser blasted through the boat Sean made. Immediately, Alex reached for his sword, but then, she remembered that she had lost her sword. Another laser was shot through the boat. Alex then saw the guardians. They were the size of a block, and had spikes all around, but with a single eye that shoots lasers. The guardians shot their last laser, destroying the boat. Chapter 8, The Shipwreck. Sean and Alex were shipwrecked. Alex looked around. Sean was gone. "Of course he's gone," Alex said in her head. She looked around for the boat underwater, trying to find anything useful she could use to return home to Steve. She found more of Sean's useless enchantments. When she saw something else, lapis lazuli crystals. "Why does Sean have lapis?" Alex thought. Then, a laser shot right past her face. She then turned around and saw the monument. Chapter 9. The Monument. She saw the ocean monument. It was huge. She swam up, took a breath, and dived into the monument. The rooms were hard to move around, and full of sponges. She used the sponges to help her breathe while navigating the monument, but something fell off. There were no Elder Guardians anywhere. She thought it was just luck when she noticed another lava square, and on the square was a book. She looked inside and it said, Fatigue 3. The following is a continuation written by me. Part 4, Chapter 10, The Elder Guardian. As Alex swam in place, looking at the enchanted book, an Elder Guardian stealthily swam up behind her. Just as the Guardian was about to attack, its tail smacked loudly against the prismarine walls. Alex swung around with a swirl of bubbles. Without hesitation, she swam as quickly as she could out of the monument. Alex's breath began to run short as she neared the surface. Looking back, she saw the Elder Guardian exiting the monument. The Elder Guardian paused, and looking upwards, began to shoot its devastating laser. Alex's lungs ran out of oxygen, just as her head broke through the surface. Just as she emerged, the Elder Guardian's laser fired and hit Alex. The force of the laser blew Alex out of the water, and she landed on the beach beside the ocean. The last thing she saw before she lost consciousness was Sean's face looking down on her. And now it's time for me to answer some questions. If you guys want your questions answered, send them to my email, right inside the description. So the questions I'm going to answer today are, Bedrock or Java? Which do you play? Which one better? I play both Bedrock and Java. I think that they're both good in their own ways. Java good for modding and overall gameplay, I would say, because it updates faster, I believe. I like Bedrock for its compatibility with other people's computers, where you can play with your friends easier, and it runs smoother. So it's better for servers and realms, in my opinion. And the second question is, can Grayson come on again? Grayson may come on again in the future. I don't know, really. And the third question is, should I buy your merch? Okay, I'm just kidding. No one actually asked this. The answer is yes. It's high quality. It's Bella Canvas. It's breathable, light, and soft. And there are a lot of different shirts to try. And a lot of different sizes and colors. You should go buy my merch. The quiz question for today is, which one of the following cannot drop from a zombie? A. Gold ingot. B. Beetroot. C. Carrot. And D. Potato. If you're on Spotify, there is a poll down below. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, write the poll question and your answer for a chance to be featured into the next episode. The next story is by FabulousHair49. I was a normal player in a normal world, in the end, fighting the Ender Dragon. I had just taken the last stab, and the dragon burst into beams of light. I had done this a million times before, or at least it felt that way. Something was different this time, though. I could feel it. Suddenly, the Immortal, my only way back to the overworld, exploded and sent a shockwave across the island and out into the void. Every single Enderman there started to mutate. They grew taller. Their arms and legs started warping. I didn't know so, because now I was stuck in the end, with no way home. This definitely was not supposed to happen. And Fabulous Hair, I will try to finish your story and put that inside a future episode. And also, thanks for following me. The next story is also by Fabulous Hair. Yes, Mom, I finished my homework, Ann said as he turned on his computer and opened up Minecraft. He decided to start a new survival world. As the game loaded, Aiden began to feel dizzy. He couldn't control his body as it moved closer and closer to the screen. It almost felt like he was inside the screen. But how could that be? At last, Aiden blacked out. When he woke up, he felt the sun shining down on him. How could that be possible, he thought. I'm in my bedroom. He was still groggy and hadn't opened up his eyes yet. But here an oink. There it was again. Oink. And finally opened his eyes and found a pig staring back at him. This wasn't an ordinary pig, though. Its head was a cube. Its body was a cube, and its legs were cubes. Aiden had definitely seen this before. It was a Minecraft pig. But how? Aiden looked at his surroundings. Everything was a cube. Everything was a block. Aiden was inside Minecraft. After he calmed down, Aiden realized that if he was inside Minecraft, he would have to play Minecraft or he would die. The sun was still in the middle of the sky, but Aiden knew how fast it went down. He was on the edge of a forest with a plains vine next to him. He went and got some wool from some sheep in the plains, and then punched down a tree. Aiden made a bed, because that was the most important thing right now. He dug into a nearby mountain to make a house. He was starting to get used to how things worked. And now that he thought about it, being inside Minecraft was epic. Aiden started to get nervous as the sun fell, but he had a bed and a house. He had even made the house look nice, because he couldn't stand living in something like a dirt hut. He finally lay down in his bed, and that was when he noticed he was also blocky. I look so different. And Fabulous Hair, I will also try to finish this one. Thank you again to all the people who sent in a story, which you can also do, by the way, just go to minecraftshowstories.com. While there, you could also submit a question to be here on the show. Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out the merch, link in the description. See you guys inside the next episode.